Welcome to Storytelling. This week's guest is a poet, writer, creative workshop facilitator, and Croydon's first poet laureate. She wrote the lyrics for the London Mozart Players' Anthem for Peace, and a poem especially for the 2022 One Young World Summit. Her poetry has appeared in Ink, Sweat and Tears, Magma, Amina Roget's photography book Crocus Valley, the Museum of Croydon, and the National Portrait Gallery. She has performed at Trinity College Cambridge Black History Month formal dinner and as part of Apple and Snake's immersive spoken word show, Rallying Cry. She has facilitated workshops for Spread the Word, Central St. Martin's and Total Insight Theatre. Please welcome Shaniqua Benjamin. Hello, Shaniqua, and welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Debbie. It's good to be here.
Shaniqua, how did you discover your passion for poetry?
That happened back in 2015. I wanted to start a platform for young people to speak out on things. And a spoken word piece just made sense. I was talking about a number of issues affecting young people and also making your voice heard. That's when I realized, you know what, I actually can write poetry. I've always loved writing, always been good at writing, but never really took to poetry. And that's when I realized, yeah, I actually can do this. And I went to Bosnia that same year as part of a creative program called The Complete Freedom of Truth. And I was just in this foreign place with like over 100 people I didn't know and was just like so shy and just feeling so out of place. But I wanted to share something to kind of show who I was. And that's the first time that I performed a poem in public and realized poetry is a really great form of expression and you can say so much in a short amount of time. And that's when I really fell in love with it.
So what inspired you to use poetry as a means to contribute to young people in a community?
I think because of what poetry can do and all that it is, you can express things, you can plant seeds in a short amount of time. And it's something that everyone can do. People always think that, oh, I can't write poetry, I'm not very good at it. But everyone can express themselves. Everyone can get something out. And I think it's such a great way for young people to have opportunity to say something and something that's on their heart and on their minds. And I had been doing like monthly discussions and poetry was just another way of using the voice, of using writing just to get their voices out there and just to, I guess, discover more of them. Because I think with poetry, as you write it, you discover more about yourself in the process as well.
And what have you discovered about yourself so far?
I've discovered how much more I care about things in the world, discover about how deeply I feel, or if I don't understand things always, I might write something and then it manifests in what I write. So it helps me understand my emotions more as well, but also discover more about what I care about, more about what's in my heart. It comes through the poetry.
And have there been any specific poets or writers that have influenced your work or your approach?
I definitely say near the beginning when I started writing and was developing and learning, went on workshops, I worked with Zena Edwards, whose voice is always in my head saying, you know, show rather than say. That was really, really key, having that learning and that influence from her, which is poured through into my writing of the four poetry or for my spoken word theatre show that I did last year. And then also working with Anthony Anaxaguru, who is such an amazing, brilliant poet with this ridiculous vocabulary and always really pushing me to think about more about what I want to say. Again, the showing and not telling and, you know, things like asking questions in poetry and really exploring things and not always going into a poem and what I want to say, letting it take it where it takes me. I think those two particularly have really influenced my work and help me grow and help me develop. And then when I read other poets, I kind of know what I want to write and what stories I want to tell. Like Inuit Ellens writes gorgeous poetry, really political and a lot of ways, also some really amazing storytelling, just taking that forward, thinking of how I can tell stories in interesting ways, how I can really speak on things that are important to me in interesting but arresting and impactful and powerful ways as well.
Can we share with everyone some of your significant milestones? Because you have achieved quite a bit, specifically for the Bar of Croydon within the UK.
Thank you. I think there's been some really special moments over the past few years in poetry in my community. So I think significant one was starting my platform, Young People Insight, in 2016 after the short film, and running that till 2021 on my own, you know, keeping those monthly discussion groups going consistently, keeping the monthly poetry nights going, keeping the blog up and running, working with the young people and really seeing them grow in confidence and getting the opportunity to know them and grow myself in that journey as well. It partially led to me in 2017 being named the Young Achiever of the Year, Mayor of Croydon Civic Awards. That was special just to be kind of recognized for that. I don't remember work just to get awards, but that was really, really nice and a special milestone. And just to keep that platform going was like a really huge thing for me. Being named Croydon's first Poet Laureate in October 2020, which is a big thing just to be a borough's first laureate. And as a young Black woman living, even though Croydon is a very diverse part of the UK, in a country and in a place where poetry is very, very elitist, very, very white, male dominated, that is a really big thing and a really special thing. And through that, being able to work with the Museum of Croydon last year, National Portrait Gallery, on an exhibition called Croydon's Caribbean Influences, which was really special. I got to interview some of my family members as part of that, learned so much more about Croydon's history and the influence that people from my culture, Caribbean culture, have had in Croydon. So writing poetry for that was really, I think, significant. Croydon is currently something called London Borough of Culture. So the Mayor of London gives each borough in London some money. And the poem I wrote was a foundation for the flagship event for London Borough of Culture. And this really beautiful film made. It's called For Us and We, but it comes under the Oratorio of Hope, which was an event by an orchestra called the London Mozart Players. And also for them, a number of years back, I wrote lyrics for something they had called the Anthem for Peace. And that was my first time writing lyrics. That was really interesting. And for me, a milestone as a writer, I have my spoken word theatre show, a one-woman show for 40 minutes, me holding the audience, which was a big, significant milestone. And that's just some of them. In 2022, I was part of a worldwide summit called One Young World. And I was chosen as a scholar by the Black Fund started by Leanne Pinnock from Little Mix and her sister Sarah Pinnock. And also her husband, Andre Gray, and being chosen as like just one of two people chosen for that scholarship was really amazing. And to be able to go and speak there as well on a panel, which was really special, and also wrote a poem for that was shown as well. Just some of the significant milestones. There's been a number of others. It's funny, the more I talk about things that I've done, the more I realize how much I've done. It doesn't always seem like that sometimes, but this is just some of them.
I think that's an amazing journey that you've just explained, and certainly very inspirational as well. What themes do you often explore in your poetry, and why are they significant to you and the community?
I think a lot of the themes that are explored, when I definitely started writing poetry, it was very much about mental and emotional health, partly because of the struggles that I was going through. One of the reasons why poetry started off being so impactful and important for me is because I struggled with self-harm, and poetry was a healthy way of expression. So that was a big thing in the beginning. And I still write quite a bit about American sports related things, particularly basketball, because I do love basketball, and issues that come up in American sports just because I do enjoy watching them and have enjoyed certain American sports in the past. I write a lot about those. Also write a lot, of course, about Croydon as Croydon Poet Laureate. But even before that, I think after that, I started writing more about Croydon, exploring my relationship with Croydon, what this home meant to me and what it still continues to mean to me, and how that relationship is evolving and changing. And I write a lot about being Black. I think a lot about Blackness, whether it's being a Black woman or issues affecting Black people in different parts of the world, or Black boys and what affects them. A lot about that, particularly over the past few years, that's come into my writing a lot more and is like a regular thread throughout my writing.
And what challenges have you faced?
Definitely believing in myself. I think I have often been my biggest barrier in a lot of ways, biggest critic. I think having to overcome a lot of fears about doing well or not doing well, having to, you know, believe in my voice and believe in myself. I dropped out of university in 2013. And that was really tough for me because it was my perfect life plan, like blowing up in my face and having to rebuild myself again. So rebuild my confidence, rebuild my self-esteem, not feel like a failure. That was the biggest thing for me. And I think coming forward, the challenges have just been continuing to work and not burn myself out all of the time and give so much. I give a lot and I love people, but looking after myself in that time. And also just navigating the creative world, or just navigating the world, I think, as a Black person, seeing a lot that tokenism that happens, or people not respecting me because I'm younger or because I was younger, or at times questioning whether my work is, I'm getting no for my work because it's just not good enough, or because it is because I'm Black and I'm covering Black topics. So I think it's definitely those more things now, but over time, and still, it's kind of been myself and getting out of my own way.
And I think in spite of that, you've still managed to achieve quite a lot. And there's one thing that you haven't mentioned, which I think is a major achievement, because you're also trustee for the amazing theatre company, Talua Theatre. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, that's special. That also came through poetry, which so much has seemed to happen in my life recently is through creativity and poetry and writing. In Croydon, we have a big art centre called Fairfield Halls, which was like a real standout thing for a long time in this borough. A lot of big names perform there. I remember growing up, I was going to pantomimes there, and it closed for a while for refurbishment and it reopened in 2019. And I was asked to write a poem for the reopening of that. And I mentioned Talua in that poem. And from them, we developed a relationship. They were really lovely, really supportive of me. I supported them, loved the work that they do. After the pandemic, or during the pandemic, when it was starting to come out of lockdown and things were happening, they had this amazing show called Run It Back that I absolutely loved and was just raving about and talking about. And through my support of talking about them, having that relationship, I was asked to be a trustee, which I really jumped at because I love the work that they do. And also as well, they're based in Croydon now, and they really do a lot of great work to try and engage in the community to make a difference. And through working with them, that's part of me helping to make a difference and engage more. And I really wanted just to be a part of that. So it's great to be part of the Talua family.
What advice would you give to a young person who may have listened to this conversation and they're thinking, yes, I now want to get into poetry?
And I would say read a lot, read different things, not just poetry. Of course, it's important to read poetry and read different kinds of poets as well to develop and see what you like and things like that. But read fiction, read nonfiction. That helps you realise what you love, what you're interested in, write inspiration for poems that you write. Also, keep writing. Write as much as you can, you know, explore your voice, develop your voice, hone your voice, figure what your voice is. So just write. That's a really key thing. And also just enjoy other things in the world. Again, I write about sports. People are always surprised to hear that. Think about what interests you, what you want to talk about, because it is about expression. It is coming from you. There's no point just trying to become like someone else. Like, no one can have your voice. So figure out what it is you're interested in, what you're passionate about, and just who you are and what you want to explore through poetry.
Shaniqua, what is next for you? What's your future aspirations as a poet?
Oh, to have collections published, definitely. Collections and pamphlets published. That's my main thing, to keep working with others to empower their voices and amplify their voices through poetry. I love working with people and running workshops. It was great to work with a charity called Ella's. And they're amazing survivors of trafficking, and to write this amazing poem with them called The World is a Woman, just doing more things like that. And it's continuing to make a difference in the world through poetry, because creativity makes such a difference and it tells so many stories and captures moments in our world. So I just want to do more of that.
Can I ask you to share your poem?
So thinking about what is important for me and want to speak up what's key in the world. This poem is for Haiti. It's called Correct Pronunciation. The article said, don't let it spiral into hell. Hades is not how you say it. Can you care about it more than a storybook? Look beyond instability awakened by night demons who infiltrate bodies, not having to hide unwantedness, wanting. When paradise is replanted, soil will repair what is left. Not giving up on almost half an island, so full, even when hollow, which these words are, with the little I have done.
I want to thank you so much for being a guest on this podcast.
Thank you for having me. It was lovely to speak to you.
If you'd like further details about Shanika, then please follow the links in the show notes.